What up, people? Welcome to this week's episode of the Book of Bruh. My name is Abe, full head of hair. My co-host Julian, so much.
We're doing this again. Okay. Second week running where we're running credentials.
Just a little bit of fun.
I see.
Right, so last week, before you have a chance to defend yourself, last week we said that we went through what men hate hearing from women.
Yes.
And it's only right that we hit back with what women hate hearing from men.
100, man.
Now I'm going to say some stuff. And I don't want you to get too defensive because it's all constructive.
No.
The ladies weren't there to defend themselves last week. So let's not.
I don't do that.
It's just what they think.
Don't do that.
You don't do that. Well, you do one or two of these things. So I'll give you a chance to defend yourself on one of them because I'd love to hear your response.
Well, you're saying this like you don't do any of these.
I'm perfect. I can do that.
Yeah, what are you talking about, bro?
I probably do a few, maybe.
Just a few.
But yeah, so let's get into it.
Let's go.
Again, bro. It's just constructive.
Yeah.
No hate.
No.
It's all love.
Of course not.
It's just things.
The way you're setting this up is like, this is just going to be.
It's just going to be bashing you the whole episode. Yeah. It's just all about you, bro.
Hate it when people wear their hat backwards. And I'm going to have to turn it front with.
I hate when they're under 6 foot.
Yeah. Hate people that are brown.
Yeah.
Anything else, Brad?
To be fair, you don't say too many of these. But let's just get into it.
Don't sugarcoat it.
And you shut your fucking mouth. All right,
here
we go.
Let's go.
You sound like your mother.
Oh.
Us saying it to them. To be fair, that would piss me off if somebody...
Oh, sorry, what? What? A girl saying that to us?
So imagine that I'm a guy and you're a girl and I'm saying it to you, if that helps.
Oh, a guy saying that to a
girl. A guy saying that to a girl, yeah.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
You sound like your mother.
Is that a bad thing?
I don't know. They don't like it, bro.
Okay.
It's the way it is.
Oh, I see. Yeah. They don't like it. Okay. I'm back. I'm with you.
He's in it.
Fair. All right. Okay. Yeah, that'll be a little bit annoying, I guess.
Yeah. Smile.
I get that, you know. Bro. I totally understand that, bro.
I'd smile if I wanted to smile. Don't tell me what to do.
Yeah, don't tell me how to express myself.
I can imagine that as well. Yeah. Why don't you smile more?
But you know what, guys say that because they've got no game.
Yes.
They've got no game. They don't know how to approach a woman.
Yeah.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Like, if you find someone attractive, just go, hi, sorry to bother you. Just want to let you know you're beautiful. You can take it how you want, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Carry on with your day. But at least I'm blessing you with this compliment.
Yeah, don't just be like, hey, sexy gal.
Yeah.
Yeah, Wolf Whistling probably would have been on there as well.
Oh, of course, yeah. No one likes it. Oh, I mean, I wouldn't mind it, but.
Yeah. Yeah, it was different, innit?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Different.
You must be on your period. I can imagine that.
That is so rude.
I don't think I've ever said that to somebody. I don't think I've ever thought that about somebody when they're angry either.
I've said it as a joke.
Yeah.
But I've never said it seriously. you can never say that, bruh. No way.
No,
that's too much.
That actually perfectly leads into the next one. It was just a joke.
Okay.
Yeah. And then you just say when men say something stupid and then they try and back out of it by saying, like, oh, it was just a joke. Stop being such a pussy. Rah, rah, rah.
Yeah, I guess I do. I think I've been guilty of that sometimes. But then I don't have any filter.
No, you don't.
So sometimes I do have to fall back on that because I do say some bad stuff.
Yeah. It's just defense.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's my last line of defense.
So...
Don't kill me for it.
So here's one that I'd love to hear you defend yourself on. And this came up.
Right, go on then,
this came up more than once.
Put a girl's voice on.
No. calling us females.
What?
They don't like it when you call them females.
What the fuck are you then?
Like ladies, women, girls.
Well, yeah, but like even when I approach someone, I'll be like, I say lady and madam and stuff. I'll be like, oh, excuse me, madam.
Yeah, but on this podcast, you do say females. You'd be like, females like doing this and that.
So what would you say? What, girl?
Women.
Women.
Or ladies or, yeah, girls.
Is that not the same thing?
No. I've heard somebody's actually given me this feedback before.
About me?
Yeah, but...
Why are you telling me this, bro?
No, because it was one person and like they were just nitpicking as well. But they said, yeah, I don't like how he says females.
Do I know who this is?
You haven't met them. But I mean, there was a little chain that went on about this as well. So they say, oh, I don't understand why they have so much trouble saying women. And
but what if they're not a woman?
It's only acceptable if they're medical staff or in the military, because then they use male or female.
I mean, everyone uses it on a form that they fill in. Male, female, prefer not to say.
Lady, woman in the background. Lady in the background. Female.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you think?
Yeah, exactly.
What do you think? Asking a girl off camera here. So, or whatever you like to be called.
What do I say?
You say females.
Oh, I say females.
Okay. Yeah, you just be like, oh yeah, when there's like, you know, females.
Yeah, I do say
right,
that.
Yeah. Yeah, when you watch it back, it's going to be a light bulb moment.
No, I do. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Have I offended you?
No, not personally, but...
I think not personally, it dehumanizes them a bit. I think it is very...
Why are you repeating?
Because they can't hear it off the camera.
Oh, I see. Okay.
yeah, because...
I thought that was a bit of an annoying trait.
It's very formal, I think. It's like scientific. It sounds like you're a biologist spectating them in the wild. Incels say female, she says.
What's that?
Red pills, sigmas.
Whoa.
Andrew Tate's mandem.
Oh,
they'd
damn.
They'd be like, listen, man, females, they ain't got no brains.
What, so
yeah, that's usually like...
So it's better to say women? Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, this is learning, man. This is good.
It's constructive, bruh.
Yeah. All constructive. Sick one. Okay.
Yeah.
So say women from now on.
Women, bruh.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice one. Hey,
we know.
Hey, look at us.
Thanks.
We're learning.
Thanks, guys. Thanks.
We're learning.
Oh, amazing.
I don't know what this one is, so maybe you can help with this.
Can I just go back to that for one
second? Absolutely, yeah.
So am I allowed to say you women? Because then that sounds rude.
No, I think you're allowed to say you women. I think you women is okay.
You women. Okay, cool.
You females. Because no, it just sounds like an Andrew Tate thing.
Okay,
but anyway,
cool.
So yeah, women. You must be PMSing. What's PMSing? Oh. I don't know that one.
Premenstrual
syndrome. Is that menopause?
No, pre period.
What? So they're saying that they're pissed off during the period and also before the period.
but isn't that just facts?
You
don't need to say it.
I mean, yeah, I work with loads of girls, and when they're on their period, which they do announce sometimes.
Yeah.
There's no imminent danger. It's not like in, you know, series and stuff where they're going ballistic. They're fine. I feel.
Yeah.
You've lived with girls for like long term before, so you've probably...
Whoa, can I stop you there?
Girls.
Women.
Females. Yeah, no, bruh.
No. Yeah. I've lived with one of those women things before.
Nice one, bruh.
And but even with those women.
Yep, good one. correct.
those women creatures at work.
Uh-huh.
I spent so much time with these women at work.
Yeah.
That I actually knew when it was their time, and even though
you synced up,
I synced up with them, bruh. I knew. I was like, oh, you're getting chocolate. Cool.
Yeah.
And you could tell because they're...
It's a thing, yeah, sure.
It sounds...
The request for chocolate do seem to go up every now and again.
It's not...
Not in a bad way.
Yeah,
everyone has...
Dull, it's
anyway,
dodgy.
No, but I actually have a quick thing about...
Was that a bird that just went by? What's the next question?
But going on to... Just staying on periods for a sec, I do want to go back to the list. But I've always had this thought that say... and I'm speaking to the lady off camera... When I talk about this, because she is a medical professional as well. So women sync up, yeah? Through whatever reason, it doesn't matter. But they do sync up, correct?
I've heard it anecdotally.
Yeah. Anecdotally, yeah. And I don't know, it seems to be like a common thing. So say you go into work and then you sync up with the women at work that you spend time with, yeah? With me so far?
I'm there.
Yeah,
I'm
cool.
There.
But then they go back to their homes and then they sync up with the women in their homes. Yeah. And then those women go off to their work. So surely at some point, statistically, all women everywhere are going to sync up onto one big period. And then what happens then? Is it just this one big feral scream and then like...
Yeah. Just,
and then
just
Jesus is reborn as a girl, like God has a daughter or something?
Scream outside like a werewolf.
I think about this a lot. Like... Like,
it's happening.
Just
get indoors.
You just hear this one like, wah!
Look your children away.
Yeah.
Get away.
I think that's something to think about. I think somebody needs to put some science into this. Because I think about this a lot.
And I'd never come up with an answer.
I was also thinking.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're going, like, are the world going to get rid of tamponing thingies? Yeah. Single-use plastics. I know there's cardboard ones. I know there's cardboard and paper ones and stuff like that.
Cardboard?
There is, bruh.
I don't know. Yeah, cool.
Yeah,
cool.
But apparently females don't really like it. And I know there's obviously, like...
You said females, bruh.
Oh, my God, I'm so sorry,
guys. You said females, bruh.
Shit.
You SOB.
Son of a gun.
Son of a gun. It's cool, bruh. No, you're learning. Hey.
Look. I'm sorry, one strike.
It's changing.
One strike.
It's changing.
Yeah, yeah. It's a process, man. Book can't
a,
go
book a bra, but we're an ally.
Yeah, yeah. There's cardboard ones, paper ones, or whatever.
Yeah.
But apparently ladies don't like it.
I wouldn't want some cardboard between my legs either.
Exactly, yeah.
I'm sure that somebody is going to come up with something.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. But they need to invent a smart one, AI technology.
Yeah, something that just does it like straight away. Because also, bears can smell the menstruation, so they can't go camping.
Bruh? You know, I actually had... This is going to sound mad.
We've gone off on a mad tangent. Let's wrap this up.
But quickly, while
okay,
you
just... Okay, cool. Yeah.
While you just said what you said, yeah?
Yeah.
I had a student that... I said to him, like, oh, you know, would this class, like, want to go camping or anything like that?
Oh, nice.
And he was just like, oh, sir, man, I'm scared of wolves and bears, so I'm not sure if I'm on it. We'll just leave it there like that. Cool. Mad.
That is mad.
Mad.
That is mad. And what? And he's in like a level 3 BTEC. Say H&D.
No, I won't say what level.
Okay.
Because then it's narrowing it down. Just a student.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know who you are.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to the list.
Yeah.
You don't understand what being a man is like.
That's patronizing, isn't it? Massively patronizing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do many men say that?
I can imagine that some do, but I can't imagine why you'd say it because it's really not that bad.
It's not that bad. And realistically, yeah. Men do have it. Like,
yeah, we have it rough in certain areas. We're like in the middle of the difficulty spectrum. Like we can walk in parks at night, but then also we're not allowed to talk about our feelings and stuff.
Yeah.
And
that's a tricky one.
Right. Yeah. I mean, we're in that age where we're pioneering men's mental health and like,
exactly.
Open
yeah.
Up
and
stuff.
And men, like what?
Maybe we could be those guys.
Men's suicide is
all time high, bro. It's huge.
A lot higher than
it's huge. Yeah. Each gender, ladies. To be fair, we don't really understand what it's like to be a woman either. I feel like we've learned a lot over these past two episodes with these lists. It's been very constructive.
We don't know what it's like to be a woman and, a woman doesn't know what it's like to be a man.
Yeah.
Very simple.
Very simple.
We're different entities.
Let's sit down and talk about it. Let's get to know each other. Let's go for lunch.
Yeah. All women. All women and us.
All women. Right, you didn't say females there. Nice one.
Yeah, see? Exactly.
All females and us. That's what you would have said.
Growth.
Personal growth.
Yeah. It's massively patronizing, but...
Yeah, I think we do like a quick patronize.
I mean, I feel like if a guy did say that, then like, I think, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but I feel like they'll be a little bitch. You don't know what it's like to be a guy. That's what I'm imagining.
There's probably like the last line of defense, isn't it? A very desperate situation.
Like that? You don't know what it's like to be a guy. Like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. But it's not hard to understand.
You know what? Yeah, no, you know what? I take that back. It's tricky, bro. It's so tricky.
It's tricky.
Because it's true.
It's a gray area.
Yeah, because if a guy is... You know what? Yeah, I take that back. Maybe you're not a little bitch. But maybe that's what all guys need to be like. Maybe that's one of the reasons why suicides are so high.
Maybe.
Because guys aren't saying, you know what? Yeah, you don't...
I need help and shit.
Yeah, that's basically what it is.
You don't know what I'm going... Yeah, no, to be fair.
Because if someone's saying, you don't know what it's like to be a guy.
Yep.
That's a like cry for help, isn't
it? Hey, I don't understand what it's like to be you at all, despite gender, race,
You have not walked my steps in life.
I'm a complicated fellow, as are you.
Yeah.
Right, last two.
Let's go.
Mansplaining.
Yeah.
Quite right. I mean, sometimes. But I think we mansplain to each other as well. It's just how we communicate.
Could you say it in a sentence, please?
I hate the way you mansplain. I don't know. Like, what?
I was meant to say, like, could you give me a definition of the
definition,
word?
Definition. When we over explain simple things.
Oh.
Because we...
Oh, how ironic.
Yeah.
Like, kind of. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what happens if they don't? Like, what happens if...
It's better to be thorough. But I think there is a point where it's patronizing. They probably think you're just doing this because I'm a woman.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Okay, well, that's fair enough.
The final one, you look young for your age.
Oh my God.
This was actually fresh out the oven.
Yeah, literally. It's still hot.
And what did you say that it fetishizes youth and... You said something else quite insightful as well. It suggests that my value comes from looking young. And I was older. See, men do not read into the things that we say all that much. We just say,
wow.
Yeah, we just say things and don't know that it's a weapon. That was my best attempt at a compliment.
I'm
sorry.
I thought that would have been a compliment. And now
I'm
borderline a pedo.
I know.
Mad.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not.
Oh, yeah. You look young for your age. I'd tap that.
Yeah, that's mad, bro. Oh,
but if you looked your age, no.
Yeah. I'm not on
it. Too old for
me. I'm not on it. Yeah. You look your age.
Yeah.
Nah.
You look haggard?
I'm good.
Nah.
Nah, I'm good.
You're well kept.
I want that fresh meat kind of thing.
Yeah.
That fresh that ripe legal zone.
Fruit.
Yeah.
Right, I don't want any bananas with any black bits on it or anything.
Yeah. Not in a racist way.
I want to, even though you can still eat it, it's still good to eat. And you know,
yeah.
You make banana bread.
Yeah.
I want that good banana.
But yeah, that is what it is.
It is what it is.
Legal banana.
Of a legal banana.
Yeah. Legal banana. Mad.
Mad.
Mad, mad.
That was
mad.
Fun. I really enjoyed that. Thank you to the ladies of Reddit that answered that and everybody else on all the socials.
Yeah. We get what you're saying and it makes a lot of sense.
It does make a lot of sense. I've learned a lot.
I've learned a hell of a lot.
I hope when we put this on socials, the men that follow us will have learned a lot as well.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Guys, if you're watching this.
If you're one of the 1,000 people that follows us on TikTok, mad.
What did you just say? Sorry?
One of the 1,000 people, bruh.
The
1,000 the grounds.
Oh,
so yeah, we can go live now.
Thanks, guys.
We can open a shop.
And women.
And yeah. The 20% of women that follow us on TikTok. We look at the analytics.
Yeah. You 20% women, thanks.
Yeah, you're up there. Upper echelons.
I don't know. Could you say that in a sentence, please?
It means that they're they're bougie. They're cool. echelons of society. You know, they're the 1%. But they are the 20%.
Oh.
Hopefully
of course.
Get those numbers up.
But, yeah. I mean, talking about women, I had this annoying encounter at work the other day, yeah?
Go on, tear them down.
Bruh, I wanted to tear this woman down.
Okay.
It was a student, but I'll still refer to her as a woman. Nice. She is obviously a woman.
Yeah, she is a woman.
However, she did not act... this might be one of those things like that I shouldn't say.
Is it?
She wasn't acting ladylike.
Okay. So what happened?
I'm so nervous. A group of women.
Yeah.
Of young age.
Yes.
Of legal age, of course.
Yeah.
I
believe that they are 16 to 18 within that establishment.
Yeah. I'm very scared of what I say.
I'm very, very scared of what you're going to say.
But they would just be like, you know, like sort of teenage girls.
Yeah.
And I'm very scared of teenage girls. I don't want to talk to any of them.
They're very scary.
Yeah. Especially when
they're in a pack.
And there was a pack.
Mm.
And I wanted to avoid this pack at all costs.
Yeah.
But they were messing around and they were like sort of pretending to go into the guys' toilets.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, allow it. I wanted to go go for a quick piddle.
Very good.
And there was all these girls there and there was like, oh, you know, what happens if I identify as a guy? And I was like, oh my God. Here we go.
Okay.
Here we go.
Yep.
And what are you supposed to say in this like situation? Bearing in mind, yeah.
Yeah.
When I need to pee, I need to pee.
It's called to nature, yeah.
Yeah. And you know, we've obviously been on many nights out. I've had to, when I need to pee, I have to pee. There's no gray area.
It doesn't matter what building you're standing next
yeah,
to.
Yeah, literally, it does not matter where I am.
Or who's driving down the road.
Yeah. I just need to go. Yeah. And, yeah. My maybe I shouldn't say my response. I said my response was obviously...
No, you know what? You can say your response, and if it's bad, we can cut this out.
I will have to cut this out.
Okay.
Because,
it'll be a beautiful cliffhanger then to piss people
off. Yeah, okay. So Yeah, so these women were saying, oh yeah, what if I identify as a man? And I was pretty much like, well, you don't. You're not identifying as a man. So no, can you please
vacate area,
these premises,
so I can unleash the dragon.
Yes, basically. Yeah, that's basically what I said. And then because of the nature, so you got women saying this stuff. First of all, I'm already on the like back foot. I'm like, oh my god, I don't know what to do. There's too many women.
That's a very yeah.
Too many women. Too many.
Yeah, you're outnumbered.
Yeah, I'm way outnumbered. I didn't know what to do.
There was urgency.
Yeah, and this is where it's like mad, because I've heard like how certain places have like gender neutral toilets and stuff.
Yes.
Bathrooms and things like that. How would you feel if you actually went into the... So you went into a... So you're at a urinal, yeah?
Yeah.
And then there's a transgender, you walk in. I don't know even how to explain it, and then you can see like maybe like someone's at the mirror doing their makeup, and they look like, you know,
okay.
I don't want to offend anyone, yeah. But you know, they look like a woman. They, you know, nice body, all the assets of a woman, like that.
They have the appearance of a female.
Of a woman,
yeah.
Yeah, they've got the appearance.
They have
an
elegant appearance.
Yeah. I personally wouldn't feel comfortable with it.
I think I don't really care who's in the toilet as long as I can do what I need to do.
I think I might get stage fright. I don't know if I'll be able to pee.
I think as long as they know the rules of the urinal, where you don't stand directly next to somebody if there is a urinal free.
Bruh, the thing is, yeah, I saw this thing on Insta where apparently women don't actually know this rule.
You're allowed to say girls.
Oh, girls is fine?
Girls is fine. Females is no.
Girls, women don't actually know this rule.
I can understand why they wouldn't, because
there is a science to it, bruh.
There is, yeah.
If there's three, the easiest way to analogize this,
yes,
is if there's three urinals,
yeah,
and they're free, you never as a man go and use the middle one. You just don't do that. That's automatic sort of dickhead moves.
Straight away, no.
Dickhead moves, you don't do that. You don't need to use that middle one.
No.
You always go for either the left or the right.
Yes.
If they're free.
If they're free.
Imagine if you're in the left or the right one, yeah? And then someone comes... But so you're... Let's just say you're in the right one, yeah?
Yeah.
A woman-looking person... So a transgender person comes and takes up that spot right next to you.
Okay.
Bearing in mind the left one was free.
Okay, I think in terms of...
But then, I don't know...
I don't care what sort of being, plant pot or whatever, comes and stands right next... Like, I don't care that they are in that room with me.
Yeah, but the etiquette.
But if you... I've actually had this the other day where I went into a train station toilet and I went right down to the very end.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought I'd treat myself. Yeah. Bit of arm room. Splash zone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just in case I want to get a bit wild.
Yeah.
And this guy walked all the way down to the end. I had three to my right. I had three to my left, and he stood right next to me.
That's dodgy as hell.
I instantly felt unyielding rage.
Yeah,
because I just wanted to attack him, because he was like, "Why have you done that?
You're in such a vulnerable position. You can't do nothing. What are you supposed to do in that?
Do you say something? Well, it's either like I didn't say anything. I just carried on doing what I was doing.
Oh, of course.
And then I moved off. But just a few days before, I actually had heard there was like a disability awareness thing at work.
Okay.
And that they were talking about autism. And they said, apparently when you're on a bus, if you're sat at the end of the bus and the whole bus is empty,
yeah,
that's sometimes autistic people will come and sit right next to you.
Okay.
So when he came and did it, I didn't think like...
Oh, that's fair.
I thought, okay, maybe he's autistic and he's... Yeah. Come to piss right next to me.
Yeah, yeah.
But then as I was walking away...
Herd mentality.
Yeah, he definitely had a little look, which pissed me off. But then I was like, do you know what? Again,
Did he smile?
He just went like, oh, nice. Nice. And he gave himself a little nod. So I let him off. I was like, if you're going to say kind words, you've got nice things to say, then I'm going to allow it.
That's all he did. He just said, no, nice meat, nice meat.
Yeah. Good man meat.
Yeah.
Healthy stream there as well.
Good colouring.
I see you're hydrated. Yeah. I like that. You're a good guy. Carry on.
Good. Nice skin regime.
Oh. But then, actually, as I was walking out, there was two guys like five down from me. It was a big train station toilet. And then he zipped up and then he went and stood next to them and did the same thing standing right next to them. And at that point, I wanted to attack him. I wanted to run back and just clock him.
Well, your meat wasn't good enough.
He needed more. He went in for dessert. And
maybe you was just
he did say not as good as that guy.
Yeah. Maybe he was just a starter, bro.
Maybe if I was a starter and I wasn't a main, I'd be pissed.
Yeah, exactly. Imagine.
Yeah. If I was an appetizer.
Oh my god, that would be a very weird thing to be upset about.
Yeah.
Is that what was I watching? Shout out to the Always Sunny in Philadelphia cast and crew. If you ever watch this, how. It's not a funny. Well, I mean, obviously, everyone knows Always Sunny in Philadelphia is a
for sure. Yeah,
is a
household name.
Yeah, it's a comedy show and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And Charlie in it, it's the episode of where he's getting where it comes to light that he was molested as a student or whatever.
Yeah.
But he was in the same class as what's the other guy? Rob.
Rob McElhenney.
Yeah, so he was in the same class as Rob, but everyone in that class got molested.
Oh, but him, and then he was like, "Why?"
Yeah, and he got upset about it.
Yeah.
It's kind of like one of those situations.
Oh, let's not go into that.
No, we're not going to go into that. But it's like one of those situations where.
Oh, fully.
Like, imagine if that guy.
Yeah.
Came and stood next to every
other guy but me.
Yeah, and then he came and nah. I guess I'm good. I'm all right. You carry on, Pete.
I can rationalize that. Yeah, no.
You'd be upset. You would, knowing, bruh.
I would be a bit upset.
You would, knowing what you're like, you would 100%
be upset. Do I not look like I have a nice one? Does it not look like it's worth looking at?
Could you write me a note of tips? Yeah. How can I improve?
It's that kind of behavior that I don't like. And,
definitely.
And that's the same in changing room toilets. So I wouldn't care if Well, firstly, I'd just like to say I know nothing about trans people or the whole thing. Only because I don't know anyone that's trans. If I had a trans friend, then maybe I'd look into it.
Yeah.
But at the moment, if you want to call yourself or identify as whatever you like, I'm happy to use whatever pronouns, or you can be whatever you want to be.
Okay.
It doesn't negatively impact me at all if you want to identify or transition into a man.
Mm.
But I don't like looking into the process and stuff like that. So it's not like, you know, us. Well, it is me being ignorant, but only because I'm happily ignorant that you're happy.
Yeah, I don't really care what you do.
No, it doesn't negatively impact me in any way for you
However, I don't want to be forced to call someone something.
No, well, I met somebody yesterday that said, I don't like to be called she, her. She wanted to be they, them.
Okay.
That's fine.
I think
she still identified as female. We didn't really go into it anymore, but she was just like, these are my pronouns. And I was like, sweet. So what do you do? And then we just carried on with a normal conversation. But
To be honest, I don't think I'm intellectually capable of not being like, oh my God. To be fair, I don't think you even say in a sentence though, do you?
I think it's just like a name, you know. It's just like if my name is Brad, but you want to call me.
But I don't know if you're trying to point them out, then you'd be like, oh, you know, I'd always be like, to be honest, I would say, oh, that girl over there.
Yeah, and you wouldn't know unless they told you.
No. Imagine if they have told you, but they over there, them over there.
Yeah, them over there. But I suppose if they can't hear you, then. Whatever describes them the easiest.
That dickhead over there, bruv. Look at that dickhead over there, bruv.
That smelly one over there, that one with the flies around.
Yeah. Mad.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't really. I don't really care who's in the toilet, but yeah, those girls using it as a weapon is so annoying because it's like a silver bullet.
It is, bruv.
It's something that you can't really argue because then they'll be like, I do identify as a man.
Yeah, because automatically I was just like, whoa.
There's no need to be
hands are up
pulling out. those sort of weapons.
Yeah,
yeah. It sounds like you handled that well, to be honest.
Yeah, just
and you shut them down with a firm hand.
Firm hand.
Yeah.
No one was struck. But yeah, I saw this thing on Insta the other day that I thought actually reminded me of you, bruh.
Oh. Because I was going to say like, nice, but let's see where it goes.
No. This is nice because I feel like you would do something like this.
Okay.
Because you are one of those type of guys.
Okay. This could go.
No, bruh.
Let's do it. Bruh, I'm excited.
I promise you, bruh. I won't do what you did to me.
We love promises. What did I do to you?
So
what, the start?
Yeah.
It was fun and whimsical.
I'm different, bruh. Different.
Yeah, you're nice.
So apparently, and I'm sure you know this anyway.
Yes.
The benefits of a cold shower.
Yes.
So I know straight away that you probably have done this.
Yeah, I do it not quite as much in the winter, but during the summer I do it every day.
Okay, so you're not fully into it, but...
No, yeah. I do want to get...
Bit of a pussy.
I want to get an ice water bucket.
Okay.
Because there's a really good episode of Chris Hemsworth, Limitless, that goes over that. But yeah, let's go into the benefits, bruh.
So there is 16 benefits of cold showers that will blow your mind, bruh.
Let's go. Are you going to rapid fire them?
I'll try and go as quick as I can.
Cool.
Cold showers build strong willpower.
Yep.
Because it obviously takes tremendous amount of
willpower. It does.
They improve emotional resilience.
Yes.
So for people that get anxious or they just get pissed off easily, it trains your nervous system to be more resilient to stress.
Yep.
So it reduces stress.
Yep.
Cold showers increase alertness.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. I guess it does. Yeah.
It really like shock your nervous system and hyper aware.
And I do kind of know this one. They improve your skin and hair.
Yes.
One of the best ways to improve your skin and hair is by taking cold showers. Plus, it's free. Because it's something to do with like closing your pores and stuff.
Yeah.
When you have a hot shower, your pores open, dirt could get in, blah, blah, blah. You should wash your face with a cold compress.
Yeah. You like warm water to open up the pores and then clean and then cold water. Like Tom Cruise does at the start of his skincare routine, if you remember, during our call sign episode. Yeah.
It stimulates weight loss.
Yep. Because your body has to warm itself up. Using its own heat, that your body warming itself up burns calories, and it's I think it's endothermic, so from the inside out, and then it burns the fat cells. Yeah,
makes sense, I guess.
Burns your fat reserves to warm you up.
You might need to do more cold showers, bruh. Increases testosterone.
Yep.
So one of the most coolest benefits of cold showers for men is that they will cause a rise. Yeah, it just says a rise in testosterone levels.
We love that.
It boosts fertility, apparently.
Cool.
Didn't know that. Improves circulation. That makes sense.
It does make sense.
You're freezing your ass off.
Yeah.
So it's just going to try and pump.
It gets the blood going when you're coming back.
Yeah. Makes sense. Improves your immunity. Again, it actually makes sense, you know?
Yeah.
When you say it out loud.
It does make sense. It does.
This is the first time I'm reading this, by the way.
Cool.
This is a bit of an interesting one. They drain your lymphatic system.
Yes. So I think because... Oh. Okay, go.
No, I just didn't know what that word meant.
Lymphatic system. I think that is the citric acid and whatnot, is it not?
It's to do with your immune system.
Immune system, whatever.
I was just very shocked to look over at the female in the
gobbling
room.
Soup.
To a cat. To a cat.
Sipping out of a little saucer.
Yeah. Get rid of the spoon and just do it. So cold showers also speed up muscle recovery.
Yep.
I guess it's all linked to just like basically increasing your heart rate in some ways, isn't
yeah,
it? Pumping the blood.
Yeah,
around.
It gets your blood going, reduces inflammation.
Yeah, relieves depression.
Yep.
They definitely wake you up.
Yeah.
I mean, I know one they've missed, and then the last two, they put you to sleep. So number 14 was they wake you up, and then number 15 is they put you to sleep. That's vicious.
I've not heard put you to sleep.
Oh my
before.
God, I'm so awake.
So, and what's the last one?
Ironically, while cold showers wake you up in the morning, cold therapy is one of the best ways to get an incredible night's sleep. I guess maybe it shocks you.
I guess everything that has come before that is probably, has some really positive.
And it gives you energized breathing.
Yes, your breathing does become very erratic during the cold shower.
Bro, I remember this one time, yeah, where this one time in band camp, me and the family went to some, we just went away for the weekend, and this place had a outdoor pool. We must have went there sort of like October, November time or whatever. So it was flipping freezing. Mm-hmm. This pool was not heated. And then after a few drinks, bearing in mind, I'm not a great swimmer either, but I kind of forget all of this sort of stuff when I have a few drinks. And I just jumped into the deep end. I was like, yeah, we're just going to do this. They were smart enough to just jump into the shallow end.
Yep.
I wasn't smart enough. And I thought, oh yeah, I'll be all right just to get to the edge.
Yep.
Jumped to the deep end. I was, oh my God.
Did all the air rush out of your lungs?
Yep. Yeah. I was like, and then I'm like doggy paddling, yeah, paddling, trying to get to the edge. And oh man, I was in a bad way, bruh. Bad way.
A lot of people die every year from that.
I could have died.
Super dangerous. super dangerous.
It was that was definitely not 0%. I was like, holy crap, this is how it happens.
Could have.
Yeah, it really could have. It was a bad idea, but yeah, learning experience, bro.
Yeah.
Learning experience. One thing that they missed out of there, mm-hmm, it basically makes a guy into a female. Oh, crap. A guy into a woman. It basically makes a guy into a woman.
How's that?
Because it's so cold that your penis goes internal.
Oh, yes, it does do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not very flattering when you step out of a cold shower.
No, but definitely not.
I started doing it partly because of like the muscle recovery and stuff like that.
Mm.
And then I started committing to it.
But when are you going to do the muscle bit?
Soon, bruh.
Oh, okay.
Soon, it's coming.
So you do the recovery bit, then get the muscle.
Yeah, bit. I'm just building the foundation.
One at a time.
But then I started committing to it after, I think Pete Davidson said in an interview that, and this is dark, that when he thinks... Pete Davidson, you know, the one that was with Kim Kardashian, comedian guy.
Oh, yeah.
The one that was Ariana Grande, the one with the huge dick. So I think this is how this conversation went last time. But when he thinks about killing himself, he takes a cold shower and it helps him feel better.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, obviously I'm not at that level of like bad mental health where
Jesus,
I think about self-harming or killing myself for any friends and family listening.
No one cares.
You know, mental health has always been...
No, I'm joking. Yeah. Everyone cares.
Yeah, everyone cares.
Yeah.
It's been, you know, had wavy periods get your hand off me. And so cold showers, you feel great afterwards. Your skin does feel good. I can confirm that. And I don't know.
I'm joking. Keep going.
Yeah, keep going. No, it's good for you. If you want to get into it, start on like a mid heat shower and then just slowly turn it down notch by notch until you get into quite cold.
Oh,
and
you'll
actually feel that if say you did just go straight to freezing, after about 10 seconds, it feels warm. It's very strange.
I have tried it before, but I did the second of what you said.
Just jump straight in.
Just cold straight away. And deadly. I couldn't do it. Mm. I couldn't do it. I've done it in when I've been to a spa or whatever, where you have a cold shower, then you get into the steam room or whatever. But then it's because you kind of know that you're going to go into
something you've mentally warm. Set yourself up.
It's
very hard to come home into the comfort of your own home.
Yeah.
And willingly put yourself through something that's very uncomfortable.
Yeah, exactly.
But the health, as you've heard, the health benefits are incredible.
Yeah, maybe I'll try it when.
Yeah. It becomes easier. I'm ready. It becomes easier with time. Mm. And yeah, it's nice. It's meant to be really good for your dopamine as well, because
you got to do it in the winter, bruh.
So
you got to build yourself up to curve.
Yeah, I was doing it in December and November quite consistently, but January has been Baltic. And
well, it has been. But that's what separates
men from the boys.
Exactly, bruh.
Men from the boys.
So onto a bit of a...
Is it question time?
It is just a little bit of that question time.
Is it that time already? Let's go.
Welcome to question time. So one of our listeners or perverts, wherever they come from, mm-hmm, however they get our daily dose.
Daily.
So the way I read this is maybe like they might not be the brightest bulb.
Okay. That's okay. Everyone's smart in their own way.
Exactly. Yeah.
And you're dumb in this one.
So I just don't get why you've titled it like this, because it just doesn't make sense to me. So my wife and I want a baby. Look, I've gone straight to the content. Dear the Book of Bell, my wife and I want a baby, but I can't reach an orgasm during sex. What's that got to do with anything? What does that have to do with anything?
No, because you need to nut. You need to...
Oh, is he saying that he can't nut?
He can't blow a load into her.
Oh.
Yeah. You have such a weird definition of orgasming.
Bro, it's not a weird definition, bro.
It is a weird definition. Orgasming does just mean shooting ropes at your dick.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't mean that you have this like godly like or anything like that. It's just,
bro, it does. I swear to you, I could bust a nut literally and just be like,
is that a doctor that just sat down in the room? What do you think about this? What do you think is a medical professional?
Is it the cat doctor with more milk?
She got another saucer. Saucer of milk. So what is that, by the way? Can I have some of that after? You are a bad person. Anyway, yeah. So speak.
Okay. So did the Book of Bra? No.
Your definition of nutting.
Oh. My definition of...
Be swift.
So I believe, and it's in my practice as well, that you can nut, that a guy can nut without orgasming.
So he's saying that he can ejaculate without like having the nice feeling.
Yeah. Brah, man, it's true.
She's a doctor.
I don't know the answer.
Have you heard of this before?
But how would anyone hear of this, really? We're weird and we talk.
You know what, bro? You're right. It's a paradigm shift. Maybe that is the case.
Maybe there's something wrong with me.
Maybe something to look into.
You go to a gynae and they're like, oh, what are you here for? I bust nuts and sometimes I just don't feel anything.
I shoot ropes, but I don't see God after.
Yeah. No, but obviously, if I put my mind to it, I could just be like, straight-faced, if I put my mind to it.
That sounds like a really weird talent show kind of thing.
And I told you this before, there's times when I bust a nut and I'm not even hard.
Crazy. Anyway, let's go into it, bro. We're going down a little rabbit hole here.
This is
straight face. I could do it straight face. I'll look you dead in the eye.
yeah.
You won't even know it just happened.
Yeah, I won't, like a blinking contest.
Yeah. Sick.
Yeah, but this is why my mind went to it.
Read it out.
Dear the Book of Bar, my wife and I want a baby, but I can't reach an orgasm during sex. So I thought maybe he's still busting nuts, but he's just not.
No, he's just not able to finish.
Okay. Thanks for clarifying that.
No
bro.
Worries.
So, dear the Book of Bra, my wife and I are desperate for a baby, but to steal one. No, I'm joking.
Wrong message.
But no matter how hard I try, I can't reach an orgasm during sex. I feel completely useless and I'm beginning to worry that it's starting to negatively impact our marriage. I'm 28, she's 27. We've been together for 6 years. While we've always known that we wanted children for our own one day, it wasn't until 6 months ago that we felt we were ready to start trying. We did everything we could to maximize our chances of my wife conceiving, but by tracking her ovulation cycle, cutting down on alcohol and even taking supplements, but little did we know that we would have one very big hurdle to cross, and that was for me to climax during sex. What? Until now we have always had great sex life, and while I experienced similar issues in the past, it wasn't anything that we didn't overcome. What shall I do? Okay, fair enough. So firstly, you were right.
So do you think he's dumb or was it just miscommunication?
Miscommunication, and it fair sounds enough. Like
back in the game,
problem.
Bro.
Sounds like I have a problem.
Yeah, it sounds like you should write in.
Yeah.
So have you got anything you'd like to say? I've got one in the chamber ready.
I feel like maybe deep down he feels like he's not ready. I think it might be a psychological
interesting.
Thing.
Interesting.
Like he, okay. Like in his heart, he knows he wants to have his children. No. In his head, he knows he wants to have, he wants to have children.
Yes.
But his heart's saying.
Subconsciously, there's
maybe
something
it's
that
not
says
the
no.
Time.
Yeah.
And that's transpiring to his penis.
He's getting cold feet.
Yeah.
Subconscious cold feet.
Yeah, he doesn't know that he is.
But that's very insightful. I like
maybe.
That.
Maybe. I thought that's what you might have been...
No, what I was thinking, complete opposite.
Okay.
But I think there might be some merit in what you said there.
Okay.
Ask yourself that. I think the issue is that you need to relax. It sounds like you've put this mad pressure on yourself that you need to have a baby. You've stopped drinking. You're taking supplements. And measuring ovulation is not sexy.
Bro, so, we've said this before, though. If you relax, it's more difficult to get to midnight.
No, but I just mean relaxes in terms of like, this isn't me. This isn't us making a baby. This is me making love to my wife.
Yeah.
Or just having fun with it. Yeah. If you're like, you know, baby making, and it's just not sexy. It's not a sexy way of saying it.
Nah, it's not.
You just need to
just smash the back doors in for a little bit.
Perfect opportunity. Go on holiday. You can say you conceived her while you were glamping somewhere. Yeah. And you two just relaxed, got reconnected with each other. Stop seeing it as like a chore or a task or whatever you might be doing it as. And then it sounds like you didn't have this issue in the past. So why has it suddenly happened now? Yeah. Probably because you've put this big pedestal on the act itself.
Yeah. For
it. And that is, psychosomatic, son. Damn, you just need to get away from that.
From the baby making. You got to forget that bit.
Yeah. Just, you're not making baby.
You're not making babies. You're just painting her walls.
You're just painting her walls.
Yeah.
Bit of renovating. Bit of DIY.
Yeah. That's all you're doing. Just cream pie and
fresh coat. Fresh coat. Just have fun with it, man. Just have fun with it. I mean,
enjoy it.
It's all in your head, bruh.
Yeah.
Good luck with the baby, though.
Yeah. Good luck, man.
Name him after me.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, name it after the podcast.
Name it after the podcast.
Yeah, just name the baby Brah.
Brah.
Yeah, Brah, come here. Come here.
Hey, Brah.
Yeah. I'll be sick, man.
Oh, do you know what? So I saw a baby the other day called Thanos.
That's stupid.
Ridiculous.
That is so dumb.
That should be illegal.
That should be illegal.
And I know that they'll be like, no, not after Marvel, after the Greek god of death or whatever it is.
Well, that's not great, is it?
No.
That's not fantastic.
That's morbid. At least the other one was nerdy. Yeah. But now you sound like a weirdo.
I feel like you'd have to cover that baby in rings.
That's what your baby's called. What do you call your dog?
Yeah, anyway. Jesus.
That's something you call your dog, though. I mean, no judging. It's your kid. You do what you want, but you're an idiot.
There is judgment. That's stupid.
Yeah. If I
do what you want, but that's dumb.
Imagine knowing knowing someone called Thanos.
But I guess when maybe that kid's older, it's not going to be relevant.
I don't know. I just think it's a person, though. That person has to go through their life with people.
Yeah, but that kid's not going to know.
Well, they are going to know when they get to school and they'll be like, why are you called Thanos?
Bro, Avengers aren't going to... maybe Avengers won't be there.
Yeah, it's going to last forever.
Oh, really? Wow. Okay.
Yeah. It's Disney, man.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
It will never let it die.
Yeah.
Phase 54.
All right, next question, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real. Thanos is now in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Thanos is in a wheelchair. Thor is a grandparent. It's all a different vibe, like when he's there. But dear the Book of Bra,
go.
This is a little bit of a different level.
Okay,
so serious face now, bro.
That's cool. We like levels. Serious.
Dear the Book of Bra, school bullies terrify me every morning. I'm a lad of 14 and I'm overweight. All my family are big. My mother is Italian and prides herself on great cooking, and none of us can resist her pasta and pizza. And I know that problem. When my pasta doors open, that don't close. And I still eat pizza and I'm lactose intolerant. Mad. Primary school was okay, but now I'm at secondary school and I can't get through the day without being pushed around. That's sad, man. I've been beaten on the school bus and they laugh when I try to do any sports. We had a secret Santa in my form class at Christmas. Oh, this is so deep. This is actually sad. But when I opened my gift, it was a bra.
Oh,
rough.
Oh,
everyone laughed. I was so upset. I left school for the day. I hate school. I don't know what to do. You know what? Firstly, what you should do is write in, let us know what school you go to. And I will personally come to that school with you, and I don't have any problem with smacking up a little kid.
I'll do it.
I would do it. I'll get in trouble for it. I don't care. That's just rude, man.
By the time that what a school security as well, they're never going to be able to catch us.
No. If anything, the school, like,
we'll get them as they come off the bus. Just drive by, fist to the face.
Oh, bruh. Oh my god.
We're just out on a jog and then
douche. Yeah. Generally, sometimes you need to do like. Should never condone violence.
Never.
Violence is not usually an option. But sometimes in situations like this, you just need to punch them square in the nose, bruh.
Just once.
Show them, you like, don't let them get to you. And maybe in the adult thing that we should say is maybe snitching is not bad in this situation. Like,
don't snitch.
You still don't. You don't think so?
Snitching makes it worse, unfortunately. They'll just be like, I am going to get you. I'm going to get you worse now.
But it's
an escalation.
Snitch to your brother or something.
Getting some backup would for sure be good.
We're your backup, bro.
Bro
or women.
Yeah. I'm assuming that's a guy.
It is a bro. Yeah.
Yeah.
They did say. it's a rough man. It's a rough one, man. I feel so sorry for you, but it will make you into a better person when you stand up for yourself.
Unfortunately, it's a very character building situation, bullying. And what Jules said, one punch to the face to show that you aren't an easy victim.
Yeah.
But it's like, lions in the Serengeti. They don't go after the healthy ones or the big males. They go after the older ones or the children or the ones that have an injury.
Yeah.
So by showing you them that, although I might have an injury, I'm still going to fuck you up.
Or basically give them an injury.
Yeah.
Give them an injury and they're easy for the taking. Stand up for yourself, bruh. You got this. And if you're big, it don't matter. It doesn't matter.
If you're big, one punch, it's going to be scary.
Yeah. If you go at them full force, go, bro.
I'd say, maybe take up some martial arts. Funnily enough, all my bullying at school stopped the minute I started taking martial arts.
Is it?
Yeah. The minute I started going gym and like working on myself a bit, they're a bit like, okay, well, he doesn't look like an easy target anymore.
I'll punch mine square in the nose.
Is it?
Square in the nose.
Nice, brah.
I was putting
I can't
up
imagine you having a bully. In fact, you've told me that you were a bully at school.
I wasn't. I haven't.
I have it on tape.
Did I?
I'm pretty sure you said
no. I was never a bully.
Maybe not like
a
bully to one person.
Yeah, I was exactly how I was now. I just don't think things through.
You're a bit of a bully now.
I'm not. I just don't
think like in a fun way.
In a great, lovable way. Yeah.
In a funny way, put up
people, like, there was this like group of like three people. They were like 4 years older than me as well.
Ooh.
Which felt like fucking like massively
it's a big
older.
Gap at that age.
And then it was happening for months.
Yeah.
Months and months and months. And it was that whole thing because I didn't have money when I was growing up or whatever. So I had like rough, like a joke backpack that was like oversized and shoes that didn't fit me and all of this sort of stuff. And so I used to just get pushed around or whatever. Didn't really bother me.
Yeah.
Casual about it. I was like, well, whatever. Well, I don't really care. But then he spat on me.
Ooh.
And it was a greeny one as well.
Ooh.
I remember it, bro.
Yeah.
I still remember it. Landed right here on my right shoulder.
And then he just snapped.
Snapped, punched him.
Punched him in the face.
Yep. Didn't happen again.
Nice. Well, yeah, it wouldn't happen again.
No.
But I mean, it's harder.
I then went a bit too far.
Okay.
Because I saw red and I was about to push him down the stairs. Yeah. And then my friend was like, nah, don't do that.
You got one in.
Yeah. But you just got to snap, man. Snap. Don't hold it in.
But
don't snap too much.
Yeah, it's easier said than done. And also, once you snap, it's hard to stop. I'd say at 14 anyway, you got a glow up coming.
Yeah,
You are going to hit puberty and all that, any extra weight you might have, it's probably going to get turned into height. Also at that age, it's easy to pack on muscle.
But, innit, bro, if you're big... You could look sick, man.
Yeah.
You're going to have scrawny little idiots that are going to be trying to put weight on later on in life because they want to get bigger and bulkier.
Yeah.
You've already got the bulk. You just need to transform. If that's the road that you want to go down, don't feel like you don't need to do that. If you want to be big.
Yeah. Be happy.
As long as you're healthy or whatever.
Yep.
But you'll be able to sculpt that into a flipping godlike figure.
Yeah.
Beautiful being.
Beautiful. You're going to be fine. Yeah. And even just verbally standing up to them is enough.
Yeah, for real.
Just publicly verbally standing up to them and then be like, what the fuck are you going to do?
Yeah, become just a comedian.
It. Yeah.
Cuss them out.
Bro, that's how so many comedians fly out as well.
Cuss them out.
They just defend themselves with comedy. It's like, you can't be out the funny guy.
No, you can't. You can't.
No, you're going to be good, bro.
Stay strong. Write in if you...
follow up. We follow up. If anybody else wants to follow up or write in with their stuff, in the bio below, you're going to see that there's Google Forms, true. Completely anonymous. Yeah. Write in if you've got a funny story, if you have a problem,
come true.
You just want to say something out on the internet anonymously.
Yeah, let it out. If you don't want it read out and you feel like you just want to vent,
yeah,
talk it through or something like that.
Yeah,
Write in and maybe just say, don't read this out, please, or something like that.
Yeah, brackets.
And we generally won't read out.
We won't.
But even if you're, as long as you don't put your name in there and stuff.
Yeah.
You're good.
It's anonymous as fuck, I swear.
Yeah, it really is.
Okay. Should we do a bit of news, round it off?
Please, sir.
So, when will this come out? This is going to come out on the 31st, which means that you will be in the perfect window, see the green comet that is coming close to Earth for the first time in 50,000 years, back when the Neanderthals were walking around.
Wow.
You should be able to look north and then you'll see a faint green glow right after sunset.
Bro, I didn't know this was coming, man. I need to put this in my diary.
It looks sick. Apparently you might need 31st. Binoculars. Well, it's any time...
Don't change
the the 31st is when this podcast comes out.
Oh, well, sorry.
It's going to be brightest during Wednesday and Thursday. So on the 1st and the 2nd, the two following days after this podcast.
Well, I just can't look outside the whole time.
Well, you can just fucking look in that general direction over the course. I mean, yeah, passing by Earth means that it's going to be visible for a little bit. It's still like a huge space.
Well, yeah, so if it's visible for a little bit, I've got to look at it on Wednesday and Thursday.
No, if the weather isn't good on Wednesday, then you still have a chance to see it on Thursday.
Oh, I see.
And you also have a chance to see it on Tuesday.
So is Wednesday the prime day?
Yeah, well, Wednesday is like the prime day.
Okay, I'm gonna.
It's kind of complicated. Apparently, you got to look north just after sunset, but check the map where you are.
Oh,
because all the instructions are going to be different. This is for the UK. We've got a few people listening in Norway. I've noticed.
Oh, gang, gang.
Scandinavians.
Yeah.
Anybody in the Northern Hemisphere can see it. So go outside, have a look. These sort of astronomical things don't happen too often. And this one looks kind of gang. If you've got any binoculars or a telescope, it's good. But the naked eye should be good if the weather conditions are perfect.
Nice. Okay. Might have to do something like that, bruh.
Yeah, bruh.
There's this point that I want to go to. Mm-hmm. That would be fantastic for that. So my last bit of news, bruh. Well, actually, this is not news. This is just a question that I wanted to pose to you.
Okay.
Just end on a little bit of a funny one. Yeah, maybe we need this after what we've gone through this episode.
Sure.
So the house is burning. You can only take two. Your wife, your mother-in-law, your kid, $20 million, or your dog.
Right.
Two.
Okay. I did see
wife,
this. Yeah.
Mother-in-law.
Yeah.
Kid.
Yeah.
$20 million, or your dog. I'll show it to you.
I've seen the Instagram and I've thought of the answer myself.
Okay.
Okay.
Who are you taking, bruh? Two.
Don't rush me. I've got time. The house isn't burning that fast.
The house is burning, bruh.
Okay. So instinctively, I thought your kid and 20 million, but I think I would think about it and I'd be
It, bruh.
No, because
you've made your choice.
On like a snap, I'd be like, oh my God, the 20 million. And then, and the kid.
My God.
But then I would drop the 20 million and I'd grab Bay. I'd leave the 20 million and I'd take Bay and the kid.
Yeah, but you could be like, when your kid's like, oh my God, what happened to mommy? Like, don't worry, son.
Don't worry, or
woman.
There's 20 million in the bedroom.
Yeah.
So try those tears.
Soon there's going to be loads of models around here that will take your mind off missing mum.
Yeah, no, I don't know. It's like the 20 million. I'm not going to fucking explain myself. I think everybody thought about the money. Yeah. Everyone thought about the money, but I'm dropping it. I'm taking Bay. And the kid, obviously, you're not going to leave a kid in a burning house. If you do, you're fucked.
Kid is the first.
Yeah, straight away. Grab the kid.
Yeah, grab the kid and then whatever's closest.
is it the 20 million on a USB drive? Or?
yeah. Is it in Bitcoin? Who knows?
What did you pick? Honest.
Honestly. The weird thing is I'll be torn between a dog.
Oh, bro, what's your... wait, let's do it in ranking.
Oh, my first one would be obviously kid.
Right, let me look at it again.
Yeah.
I would do kid.
Yeah.
Bay.
Yeah.
20 million.
Oh.
Dog.
Dang.
Actually, mother-in-law and then dog.
I don't give a fuck about a mother-in-law. Mother-in-law's gone. Burning alive.
She doesn't listen to this, does she? I don't know. Your life's gonna get really bad soon. If it was cat, maybe that would be up. If it was cat, then maybe I'd have to think about it. It depends on the mother-in-law.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, what are you saying?
Yeah, kid, bae, dog, 20 million, then mother-in-law.
Cool.
To be honest, mother-in-law is, for me, that's just out of four.
Yeah.
There is no
fair, bruh. Fair.
Yeah.
I hope you're not listening.
Yeah, yeah, hopefully.
It's a joke.
Not that I do have a mother-in-law anyway.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you don't.
Yeah, I actually don't.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Hey, well, guys, this has been fantastic.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Thanks for writing in, guys. It's been a nice one. Again,
it's been
like always. Hope you've enjoyed it. Thanks for the 1,000 followers, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, beautiful people.
Thank you.
And we'll see you next week.
I'm Flippy Flat.
Peace.
Peace.